Why do industry giants collapse at the peak of their power? The answer lies in a profound paradox. The very management principles that drive success can systematically lead companies to failure. This isn't about incompetence, it's about following the playbook too well. Companies like Kodak, Nokia, and Blockbuster didn't fail because they missed technological shifts. They failed because they made rational decisions that prioritized their most profitable customers and highest margin products. Imagine you're running a successful company. Your best customers want incremental improvements to existing products. Your shareholders expect consistent growth and profits. Your managers are incentivized to back projects with predictable returns. Every rational decision points towards sustaining your current trajectory, and that's precisely the trap. While you're perfecting your existing business model, someone else is creating a seemingly inferior product that will eventually render yours obsolete. This pattern repeats across industries with remarkable consistency. The disk drive industry saw 129 new companies enter between 1976 and 1995, yet by the end, 109 had failed or been acquired. Each generation of technology, 14-inch, 8-inch, 525-inch, 3.5-inch, saw established leaders fall to newcomers, not because they couldn't develop the new technology, but because serving existing customers seemed more logical than pursuing uncertain new markets. Sustaining innovations improve existing products along value dimensions: faster processors, better screens, more storage. Established companies excel here because these align with their current business models and customer relationships, like Intel making faster chips or Toyota building more efficient cars. Disruptive innovations initially underperform on traditional metrics but offer different benefits. They're typically simpler, more convenient, or cheaper. Early PCs couldn't match mini computers' power, but they democratized computing. Similarly, early smartphone cameras were inferior to digital cameras but offered unprecedented convenience. The key to disruption lies in improvement trajectory. While these technologies start with lower performance, they improve faster than market demands increase. The first 5.25-inch disk drive offered just 510 megabytes when businesses needed 40-60 megabytes, but quickly became sufficient while being smaller and cheaper than alternatives. This pattern repeats across industries, as seen in streaming video's evolution from poor quality to a DVD replacement. Picture yourself as a middle manager facing two projects: improving an existing product for premium-paying customers, or developing a simpler, lower-margin product for an uncertain market. The choice seems obvious. This isn't about short-sightedness, but rational responses to organizational incentives. When Seagate developed 3.5-inch drives, IBM, their biggest customer, dismissed them as too small. Logically, Seagate focused on 5.25-inch drives, while startups like Connor Peripherals found success in the emerging laptop market, eventually challenging Seagate's core business. Resource allocation happens through thousands of daily decisions throughout an organization. These naturally favor projects serving existing customers, promising higher margins and fitting current cost structures. The system works as designed, but this efficiency is precisely what makes it miss certain opportunities. This is the innovator's dilemma. Organizations can make perfectly rational decisions individually, yet collectively miss major market shifts. Large companies face a core dilemma. Opportunities that could transform startups are often too small to impact their growth targets. A $40 million opportunity means little to a $4 billion company seeking 10% growth. Apple illustrated this in 1978 with the Apple II. While less sophisticated than Digital Equipment Corporation's mini computers, Apple created a new personal computer market. By the time this market became significant, Apple had already secured its dominance. The steel industry shows a clear pattern. Mini mills started with low-margin rebar that integrated mills abandoned, then progressively moved upmarket through angle iron and sheet steel, eventually leaving integrated mills with no viable segments. Netflix exemplified this by starting with DVD by mail for movie enthusiasts, too small for Blockbuster to care about. When streaming expanded the market, Netflix's established advantages became unbeatable. As companies grow, they inevitably move up market, creating space for disruptive newcomers in lower segments. When facing disruptive technologies, managers naturally demand market forecasts. However, markets for disruptive technologies are inherently unknowable in advance, often emerging through serendipity rather than planning. Honda's experience in the U.S. motorcycle market demonstrates this perfectly. Their plan to sell large motorcycles failed, but they accidentally discovered a new market when Americans showed interest in their employees' small Super Cub motorcycles used for errands. This created the unexpected recreational motorcycling segment. Intel's microprocessor invention in 1971 further illustrates this unpredictability. Originally conceived as a calculator chip, no one foresaw its role in the personal computer revolution. Similarly, McKinsey's 1980 prediction of 900,000 cell phone subscribers by 2000 fell drastically short of the actual 100 million. This uncertainty challenges traditional planning processes that rely on data-based forecasts. Instead, disruptive technologies require discovery-based planning, focusing on learning and adaptation rather than fixed strategies. Many transformative technologies begin with seemingly modest applications. Text messaging was initially meant for service technicians, and early camera phones produced poor images. Yet these trivial beginnings evolved into technologies that revolutionized communication. Organizations are complex systems defined by their processes and values, their organizational DNA. While these elements excel at handling familiar challenges, they often become barriers when facing new situations. Processes control resource to product transformation, while values guide opportunity evaluation. Together, they shape both explicit decisions and cultural responses. This DNA naturally resists changes that don't match established patterns. Companies skilled at premium products struggle with simpler, lower-margin offerings because their DNA emphasizes feature addition and quality optimization. Similarly, organizations used to high margins often reject lower-margin opportunities, even when total profits could be greater. HP's printer case illustrates this perfectly. Their LaserJet division, expert in sophisticated printers, created a separate division for emerging inkjet technology. This prevented existing organizational DNA from compromising the innovation. Across industries, promising innovations often get modified to fit existing business models, losing their disruptive potential as organizational antibodies protect the status quo. How can established companies harness disruptive technologies? Success requires different approaches for disruptive versus sustaining innovations. First, match disruptive technologies with organizations whose customers need them. This often means creating separate divisions or acquiring companies serving emerging markets. IBM exemplified this by establishing an independent PC unit in Florida, away from mainframe operations. Second, match organizational size to market opportunity. Small markets can't satisfy large company growth needs, but are perfect for small organizations. HP's Kitty Hawk project illustrates why expectations must align with initial market size. Third, emphasize learning over execution. Disruptive technology strategies rarely survive first contact with markets. Start small, learn from feedback, and adapt quickly. Success comes from flexible responses rather than perfect initial plans. Finally, evaluate whether existing processes and values fit the challenge. Consider if you can develop the disruptive product within current structures or need separate organizations. Sometimes a dedicated internal team suffices. Other times, an independent unit is necessary. The innovator's dilemma can be overcome through insight and adaptability. Understanding these principles helps leaders navigate technological transitions successfully.